The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for April, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Love Worth Finding, featuring Adrian Rogers. You can hear Love Worth Finding with Adrian weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30. Right now, a little bit from a recent Love Worth Finding broadcast on the importance of friendship.
The Bible says, a friend loveth at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times. One of the greatest and deepest needs of human hearts is for friendship. We have a longing for someone who knows us and loves us and accepts us. Somebody with whom we can share. Somebody who understands our deepest needs, our hurts, our fears, our wants. Our victories, we need friends. And to say that you don't need a friend would be to deny your humanity. So I want to talk to you today about how to make friends. Making friends forever. Now I want to show you how that can be one of the greatest ministries you can ever do in the name of Jesus and for the glory of Jesus Christ. Now think with me for a moment about the marks of friendship. What is a friend anyway? Let me give you what I consider to be three marks of friendship. There are many more, but these stand out in my mind. First of all, as I've already said, a friend is somebody who shares. A friend loveth at all times. There was an English publication that ran a contest for a definition of friendship, and there were some wonderful definitions. One of them was, a friend is somebody who multiplies our joys and divides our grief. Isn't that beautiful? A friend multiplies our joys. A friend divides our grief. Another one, a friend is somebody who understands our silence. We don't have to be talking for a friend to really understand who we are. Sometimes just being there. But here's the one that won the prize in this English publication for a definition of a friend. A friend is someone who comes in when the whole world goes out. That is a friend. And folks, we need friends. We need friends who will strengthen us with their prayers. We need friends who will bless us with their love. We need friends who will encourage us with their hope. Now, a friend is on the scene when you need him. A friend is somebody who is wise enough to leave you alone when you want to be alone. A friend is there to help you to celebrate when there's something to celebrate. And a friend is a cause of celebration when there's nothing else to celebrate, just celebrating the presence of your friend. So put it down, a friend is somebody who shares. He loveth at all times. But secondly, a friend is somebody who sharpens. Proverbs 27 and verse 17. Listen to it. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Do you know what a good friend will do? A good friend will put a keen edge on your life. A good friend will sharpen you, but a false friend will blunt and dull your life. Our English word friend relates to the word freedom, because really a friend is somebody who sets you free to be all that you can be. He puts the keen edge, the sharp edge on your life. A friend is somebody who encourages you, who knows how to speak the word that will draw you out and lead you on. Somebody has written these words. I think they're beautiful. One friend is talking to another friend and telling that friend why he loves that friend. And he said this, I love you not for what you are, but for what I am when I am in your presence. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for not closing your ears to the discord in me, but adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. You have done it without a touch, without a word, without a sign. You have done it just by being yourself. Perhaps this is what being a friend means most of all.
The April Ministry of the Month, Love Worth Finding, featuring Adrian Rogers. Hear the program weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month,